today's Bible reading is from 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1 through 8. In the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who will judge the living and the dead, and in view of his appearing and his kingdom, I give you this charge. Preach the word. Be prepared in season and out of season. Correct, rebuke, and encourage with great patience and careful instruction. For the time will come when people will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears wants to hear. They will turn their ears away from the truth and turn aside to myths. But you keep your head in all situations, endure hardship, do the work of an evangelist, discharge all the duties of your ministry. For I am already being poured out like a drink offering, and the time for my departure is near. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. There is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day. And not only to me, but also to all who have longed for.
Well, good morning. And I am blessed to have blessed to know Santos and Rebecca for many years, and they are the real deal. I would really encourage you to get to know them. They're just wonderful people. Okay. Well, I had to turn off my phone because my son and daughter-in-law in Japan, they're in labor. So I had to turn that phone off because it was buzzing in my pocket. This message is done. Anyway, what a great day. Today's going to be a birthday, and I love this weather. Do you like this weather? Anyone? I love autumn. My favorite. Oh, by the way, yep, my name is Jody, and my wife and I are missionaries supported by this church. Thank you so much. But today, we're going to look into the concept of seasons. Seasons. What's your favorite season? Okay, we're going to find out right now. What is 845's favorite season? So I'm going to start with winter. If that's your favorite season, raise your hand. Okay, winter people. Okay, two. That's fine. How about spring? Spring people. A lot of spring. Summer. Okay. Yeah, but maybe summer's got it in autumn. How about autumn? Okay, there you go. So I think this is a summer crowd. I think it's a summer crowd, all right? Well, as many of you know, my wife and I, we lived in Japan for many years, and I got a real appreciation for seasons because I grew up in California where it's similar to Sydney, actually. But in Japan, there's four distinct seasons, really wonderful seasons. And so I'm going to give you my list from worst, according to me, to my favorite. So number one, let's see, is this working? It's not working. There we go. Okay, we're on. So summer. Actually, there's a mini season inside of summer, which is rainy season. So it starts raining like every day, this misty, drizzly rain. And then when the rain goes away, the sun comes out, it's humid as. I mean, it is so humid, you're just sticky all the time. No, not my favorite season. Next is it working? Okay, it is working. Sorry about that. Spring. Now, some of you who know Japan, you're thinking, why spring? Cherry blossoms, right? Okay, cherry blossoms, they're okay. But what happens after cherry blossoms is the pollen allergy season. And the whole country just starts sneezing. You wonder why Japanese wear masks? That's why. Ugh, terrible. Then we have winter. Winter is better. It's cold, but the winter food's fantastic. And skiing, if you like to ski, it's really some of the best snow in the world, and it's cheap. Did a lot of skiing there. And finally, we have autumn, my favorite. What's great about autumn? Everything. Someone's scoffing over there. Well, you know, you can go out. It's still kind of relatively warm, but you can rug up. You can put on your jumper, and it just feels good. Not only that, there's autumn foods, special autumn foods that only come out at that time. And then the colors. By the way, this is out of our bedroom window when we used to live in Owari, Asahi. So I took all these photos there. And so the colors are just amazing. Just amazing. But I read something that concerned me a little bit. Where are we? Yeah. I read this. Maybe there's not going to be autumn in heaven. Is it like eternally spring, summer there? I don't know. It's a little concern. Wanted to chat with God about that. But then I saw this and I was okay. All right? I was okay. You know, God is merciful and he doesn't want leaf blowers in heaven. He's gonna send those somewhere else, if you know what I mean. Okay? He's got to never think for those. Well, let's get back onto the topic. Seasons. Seasons. There we go. Okay. Paul here, he's really feeling his age. In this letter to Timothy and to the churches, you can just feel his emotion. This is Papa Paul speaking to his spiritual son. And you can just feel, let me just read a little bit. I'll be reading from the American accent version, the AAV. I'm already being poured out like a drink offering, and the time for my departure is near. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Now there's in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day. And not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing. Hey, that's us, right? Are we longing for his reappearance? You better believe it. And so this is why Paul is saying, I'm coming to the end, but I've done my job. I've fought the good fight. And Timothy and those who are with you, with Timothy, those believers, I want you to do the same. And therefore, he does say this in that context. Preach the word. Be prepared in season and out of season. And then he goes on to teaching. Correct, rebuke, encourage with great patience and careful instruction. This message is so important. You just have to keep going. Don't give up. When we're in season, that's when things are going well, right? When you're in the zone, things are going well. But here Paul is talking about pretty much all the out-of-season things. Okay. Yes. My vision is failing me these days. For the time will come when people will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. They will turn their ears away from the truth and turn aside to myths. Kind of sound familiar? A little bit. And therefore, he says, keep your head. In all situations, endure hardship, do the work of an evangelist, discharge all the duties of your ministry. Keep your head. Endure. Work hard. Keep your duties. These are very sobering words, and for us it could be like sometimes, well, why do I have to endure? Isn't like the Christian life supposed to be all happy, happy, and, you know, barbecues? By the way, I'm going to sign up for that meat fest. Why? Why do we have to do it? Well, let me just take you back to last week. It's because Jesus was risen. That's the only reason. If Jesus stayed dead, we wouldn't be here. You wouldn't need to say this, you know, propagate a religion. No need. No, no, no. Jesus died for us and rose again, proving he was the Messiah, the one who can free us from the bondage of death and sin. So therefore, don't give up. Now, what's it like to be in season? I think it's when we're feeling good about our faith, We're with like-minded believers. Maybe we're cheering each other on like a place like this. We're spirit-led and we're spirit-filled and we're just feeling good and able to tell others about the Lord. On the other hand, being out of season is when we're reacting to changes in our circumstances, things that stress us out, overwhelm us. Have you been overwhelmed lately? Can you say COVID, right? Yeah, there's a lot of stuff. You know, when I was talking about Japanese summer, one of my favorite things is to complain. I love to complain about Japanese summer. But you know, summer isn't the problem necessarily. There are some people that actually like Japanese summer. They're nuts, of course, but they do exist. But really, the problem is my reaction to my circumstance. It's not the circumstance itself. What are some of our common circumstances? How about these, right? Illness, job loss, can't find decent place to rent. Oh my gosh, Sydney is insane. Bad relationships, emotional downturns, study stress. Now get this, maybe it could be also a new house, house renovation, a promotion, a new baby, change your life forever, young parenthood, retirement, any transition. You see, it's not always just kind of bad things, it's the circumstance. It's how do we look at the circumstance, how do we react to the circumstance. This is why Paul says we cannot opt out. We cannot opt out just because we don't feel like it. According to Paul, it goes like this. Oop, there we go. Yeah, just preach it. Just preach it. So we can say, okay, Paul, we get it. We know. We know that we're called to do this. But maybe you're home with a baby and a toddler. Maybe you're a uni student and you're just loaded with studies at this moment and you've got a part-time job. Maybe you're in the middle of a job change. It's like, how do I do that? How do I do that, God? You know, I've been feeling a bit out of season myself. Since COVID, I've been doing mostly university ministry. And when COVID hit, I couldn't do it anymore. We had to figure out Zoom. Remember those figure out Zoom days? Oh my gosh, that was just incredible. Now it's, second nature. But when you're taken away from your demographic, the people you're just mixing with all the time, and suddenly you can't meet anyone anymore, churches really had a hard time. Remember, it's not too far off, but we forget. It was hard not being together. And then in the midst of that, my job role changed away from university into actually being in my home office. I'm creating this coaching system for our ministry. And so it used to be every day mixing with people, really pretty easy to share the love of Jesus, share my faith, share my testimony. And then suddenly every day in the office and just feeling off balance. It's like, how do you do this? And it was a struggle, to be honest. And I'm still trying to figure it out. Just preach it, right? You know, God is not a cold taskmaster, though. Amen? God is a loving Father. And God, as a loving Father, would never, ever ask us to do something that He knows we cannot do. If you have someone asking you to do something, telling you to do something, commanding you to do something that He knows you can't do, what is that? That's just cruel. And our God is not like that. That is not His character. Instead, our loving Father is like this. He just says, ask. Just ask. But we get so overwhelmed, we forget to ask. It's such a simple thing, isn't it? Just ask. It could be, Lord, I know I need to share my faith or I want to, but I just don't know how. I don't feel like it. I'm really overwhelmed. But you know what? As we see it in this verse, it starts with a conversation with God. It's simple, honest conversation. Lord, this is my situation, and I want to serve you. Can you show me how? And that's where the ask comes. Lord, live through me. And that's that Galatians passage where the Bible says, it's no longer I who live, but Christ lives through me. And that's the spiritual life, walking in the Spirit. We can easily pray, I can't do it. You know, that's one of my favorite prayers. I can't do it. I cannot do it. But you can. Please live through me. Please speak through me. I can't do it. Open my eyes to the things I'm not seeing right now because I can't. And God says, as a loving Father, He'll answer. We have a great God. We have a God that we can truly praise. You know, our problem isn't laziness. Often I'm with Christians and they just beat themselves up. They say how bad they are, that they should do this. The shoulds. Oh, we should get rid of that word. We should get rid of that word. Did you hear that? No. Somebody caught me. It's not that we're lazy, but there are a lot of people that maybe just haven't had a lot of opportunity. Maybe people just don't know how, and they want to learn how. Sometimes the bar just seems too high. Wow, go to Nepal, can't do that, therefore opt out. By the way, please talk to Santos and Rebecca. They are some of the most wonderful people you'll ever meet. Anyway, I would like to encourage you, okay? Maybe you're feeling a little bit out of season. Maybe you're in that category where it's like you don't even know what it feels like to be in season yet. And that's fine. Everyone has to start somewhere. And it's like, how do you get started? Well, I have four opportunities for you that I have prepared to help you get started. Oh, before we go there, it could be, though, your season right now is a dark season. Okay? And if you're here, thank you for coming. Sometimes when we're in those really dark places, it's just hard to meet people, and I get it. I've been there myself. But if you're in a very, very dark place, I have a different option for you. Please talk to somebody. Before you leave, talk to Steve, Kathy, myself, someone on the band, anyone, and just have a chat, and we would like to pray for you. But here we go. Here's number one, easy entry opportunity. Oh, by the way, you can take out your phones. I want you to take out your phones now. So this QR code will go to Dave Evans, and you can write him an email. I'll have them in the foyer as well, the codes. But Western Sydney University Community Dinners. What is this? Pastor Gavin Newsom. Not Gavin Newsom. Gavin. Pastor Gavin. Gavin Newsom is the governor of California. Pastor Gavin and Parramatta City Church and Power to Change are partnering together at Western Sydney every fortnight, preparing meals for about 100+ international students. And they come out. They come out. And so the university also, they're encouraging this. They're actually paying for all the food. And they know our faith and everything, and they're fine with that because they know that they can trust us. You can easily grab a plate, sit down next to somebody, and I'm going to train you now. I'm going to train you, get ready, how to talk to an international student. Sit down and you say, hi. You're trained. You're done. We're done. That's it, and then the conversation will go from there. Maybe you get to share your story. Maybe you just get to make a friend. Maybe you just meet someone who's lonely, away from their home and their family, and they're just wanting to talk to somebody who's from this country. Great opportunity, just fantastic. So talk to Dave Evans. Now maybe you're thinking, Jody, I can't do dinners. I'm out late. I can't do evenings. No worries. We got another one for you. Okay, Christine Hadfield. She is working with newly arrived refugees, and she's told me about this picnic situation. They have picnics periodically. The training for this one is similar, okay? Grab some food, sit down, say hi, and there you go. On your way. You can meet people from all over the world, people streaming here, escaping from oppression and all sorts of bad things. See, it's one thing to think, can I be a missionary and, you know, learn the language, get on an airplane, fly overseas, do all that kind of stuff? You don't have to. They're all right here. Now, for Christine's group, I will have to say there are some topics that might be sensitive, but don't worry, Christine will be there to guide you. They'll be there to guide you and to help you out. But why not go to a picnic? Make a friend. Share the love of Jesus. Go ahead and make contact. Now, maybe you're saying, I got it. You're saying, Jody, I don't like to talk to people while I'm eating. I get it. No worries. I got it covered. Maybe you can be an online spiritual mentor. What is that? Well, this organization puts out websites with Q&A, question and answer. And so let's say there's somebody somewhere, could even be in Australia, but could be anywhere else in the world. And they have a question about faith. And so they ask the question, send. If you're one of these mentors, you'll get an email with that question. And you'll be able to walk that person through. You can become a friend to a total stranger and give them help and give them hope through the word. Now this one, you do need to know some Bible. Okay, this isn't for everyone. But I would suggest just contact this ministry and ask your questions, and you'll be good to go. But think about it. Maybe you're a young parent, no time. Well, you got some downtime. You can type an email. It doesn't have to be a book. It's usually shorter is better. I used to do this myself. Maybe introverts. Yay, introverts. Okay, perfect for us. Retirees, perfect as well. Go for it. Now, lastly, preaching the gospel can seem really intimidating, right? Seems complicated. How do you do that? Preach the word. Steve and Kathy, they do it. They're the pros. But how about me? Well, I think we overcomplicate it sometimes as Christians. The gospel can be explained in just a couple of minutes. It could even be done, say, if you're in the office and you're having a coffee. You're having a coffee and you're wearing these, you have this wristband on. And you're having a coffee. Cue Kathy.
Hey, hey.
We're
we didn't. Hey, Jody, how you going?
Oh, hey.
Have you had that baby yet? Oh, gosh, it's got my coffee everywhere.
Oh.
Has your son had his baby yet?
I don't know. I don't think so. But we'll find out in a couple of minutes.
So you've been to a music festival recently. I notice you've got a wristbandy thing.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you noticed that.
This is kind of a wrist on hand with that.
this is designed to be a conversation starter, actually.
Oh, is it? So I noticed there's mass symbols on it, so like it's from a mass conference or something.
I'm not sure about that, but you know, there's just these four symbols. You know, I'm a Christian, right?
Yeah.
Okay, these four symbols actually explain the message of the Bible. What do you think?
Well, that's pretty simple, isn't it? Four symbols.
Yeah, what do you think? You want to take a crack at it? Maybe you can guess a couple of these symbols.
Heart, or I guess these symbolic of love, yeah?
Very good, very good. Yeah, the heart means love. So the Bible says that God loves people, and this love is unconditional. So that's basically it. He's personal. He's loving. He's a loving God.
Okay.
Yeah. How about this next
one? And then we come to some division.
Yeah.
In maths.
That's right. God loves maths.
Yes.
No, that's not it. God loves us.
Well, I don't like maths either. So that's good.
God loves us unconditionally, but we have a problem. For example, if you look at the news, it's all bad, right?
Mostly, yeah.
It's all bad. Why is that? Why is that? Well, there's a problem. The Bible says there's a problem, and I think anyone would agree. There's a selfish issue, selfishness, where we just do bad things. We think bad thoughts, and the internet just throws that all out at us too. But
it's a bit overwhelming, isn't it?
It is.
I try not to read the news too much.
That's a good idea. But God loves us. But because of that, we call sin in the Bible, it creates a separation. That's what the division is. Yeah. So that's a problem.
Yeah. So then you're going to add something.
Yeah. How about this next one? You might have seen this.
Yeah, adding. Plus.
Oh, the plus sign. No, that's not, actually, it's a little longer on the, the vertical there. That's actually a cross. And we just had Easter. And the Bible says that Jesus came to us to pay the penalty for our badness or our sin. And so because of that, he frees us from that penalty because he paid it for us. And he offers us forgiveness of sins. Yeah, have you heard that before?
No.
Yeah?
No.
Okay. That's totally fine. Which leads us to this last symbol.
Yeah, well, sort of what the Dickens is all this about.
That's exactly it. It's a question mark. Oh, there's the boss. I think he's watching us. We're supposed to be at work. But that question mark really means is, what about you? If you were given this message, what would you like to do with it? Would you want to receive the love of Jesus and his forgiveness? But you know what? I see that we do need to get back to work. Mm-hmm. So the question mark also means, if you'd like to talk more after work, we can get a proper coffee. You spilled yours all over the place anyway. We can get a proper coffee, and I'd be happy to answer any questions that you like.
Yeah, hey, thanks for sharing. I'll think about it.
Okay.
It's interesting. Yeah.
All right. You better get back to work. The boss is watching.
Sure.
Okay, well, there you go. A simple gospel on your wrist. So in the foyer, you'll notice there are some of these wristbands. Feel free to take one if you would like one. But that's all it is. It's really a simple message. God loves us. We're separated. Jesus died for us. What would you like to do? It's not so difficult after all. So I'd like you to take one of those. One coaching tip, though, on these. If you wear it every single day, by the second week, it becomes invisible because people don't see it anymore. So I would just suggest a couple of days on, a couple of days off, mix it up. Maybe if it's only Wednesdays and suddenly you don't wear it on Wednesday, the person will say, what's wrong with Wednesdays? And then you can have a question. All right. But the thing is, don't be afraid of opening up that message. Okay. I'll just finish right here. The Bible implores us to be ready in season and out of season. So how do we be ready? How can we be ready? One is be prepared. Have a prepared heart. If you want to prepare with something like this, that's a good idea. Ask God for opportunities. He can see those opportunities that we can't. And if we are filled with the Spirit, he will work through us. And lastly, remember that Jesus died and rose again to give eternal life to everyone in every season. Okay, let's pray. Yeah, Father, thank you so much for your goodness and for your character, which is loving and kind and gentle. Thank you that you love us so much that you gave us your Son. And thank you, Lord Jesus, that you put yourself on the line. You gave yourself to die for us. Help us, Lord, to be your people who are ready to share in season and out of season. And we just give that to you. Father, we just thank you that you have allowed us to work with you, to walk with you, to share this wonderful message. And so we give ourselves to you again in Christ's name. Amen.
Thanks. Let's all stand.